Three overnight shelters for people without homes were at, and slightly beyond, capacity on Monday night, as temperatures plunged and snow began to accumulate. Don McTavish, director of Housing and Shelters for Cool Aid, which runs Rock Bay Landing, said they wouldn't have been able to open the beds if they didn't have enough staff to ensure everyone's safety. "We were worried, and a bit surprised, about staff being able to come to work this morning due to the record snowfall," said McTavish. He said the security guard at the facility drove a vehicle that can handle driving in snow and offered overnight staff rides home, as well as picking up staff starting their day shifts. "It was a case of everybody working together to get the job done," he said. "They are such an amazing bunch." Rock Bay Landing, at 535 Ellis Street, is one of three overnight shelters that provide extra sleeping mats in extreme conditions, along with the Salvation Army's Addictions and Rehabilitation Center, at 525 Johnson Street, and St. John the Divine Church, at 1611 Quadra Street. An additional 80 sleeping spots are opened when the weather is deemed severe enough to present a substantial threat to the life or health of people living on the streets. Greater Victoria Coalition to End Homelessness coordinates the activation of overnight warming shelters. At Rock Bay, which typically shelters 100, it means an extra 20 sleeping mats when conditions are bad and staffing is sufficient. Even some who might have been banned from the facility for various infractions in the past are allowed to stay at least for the night. "The staff are allowed to use their judgment to bend the rules, up to a point," McTavish said. "There are a very few individuals who have a history for extreme violence who are not welcome under any circumstances. We do everything possible and can compromise, but there has to be a level of comfort for everyone to stay safe." At the Salvation Army's Addictions and Rehabilitation Center, an extra 32 individuals were able to get in out of the cold on Monday night. They were met with a warm meal when they arrived, another in the morning and a cup of coffee to start their day. The center typically provides homes for 130 people. "The feedback I got from the staff was that the overnight guests were grateful for their stay and very respectful of the staff," said Brenda Wadey, program manager for residential services at the Salvation Army. "The priority is to keep people safe in this extraordinary weather." The City of Victoria also opened a daytime warming center from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Cook Street Activity Center, 318 Cook Street. The overnight co-ed shelter at St. John the Divine Church was at capacity, with 30 people on Monday, said a spokesperson. This facility also welcomes well-behaved pets. With the forecast calling for temperatures at or below 0°C, all three overnight shelters will remain in operation until the weather is warmer. For more information, go to victoriahomelessness.ca. Perry at timescolonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.